the Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 18th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. General Motors is touting its return to the top in 2022 as the largest automotive manufacturer in America, while it also takes a victory lap to remind Hoosiers of the integral role it plays in the Indiana economy.
General Motors' Cheryl McCarron says the automaker employs 6,100 employees here, but the study reveals each job spins off additional jobs in the sector.
Part of what Oxford Economics does, they say, how many jobs do those 6,100 impact? There's a jobs multiplier in Indiana of 4.8, a ripple effect on nearly 30,000 other jobs supported in Indiana. That's kind of surprising.
GM announced last month plans for an additional 1,600 jobs in New Carlisle at its new $3.5 billion electric vehicle battery plant. I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
That new battery plant is expected to be online in 2026. Now from CNN, investigators have received a flood of evidence and information related to the suspect charged in some of the Gilgo Beach killings in New York since his arrest Thursday. They report the suspect, 59-year-old Rex Huerman, was arrested and charged with murder in the killings of three of the so-called Gilgo Four, a group of women whose remains were unearthed near Long Island's Gilgo Beach in 2010. Small towns like Taos are not immune to the nation's housing crisis, leading the rural community there to launch a cooperative effort to address that challenge.
Access to affordable housing can make or break a community's economic health. And with only 7,000 residents, the scale of development needed has not occurred. Lisa O'Brien, recently hired to lead the newly created Taos Housing Partnership, says many groups jumped in to help with housing issues during the pandemic, but a cohesive approach was needed.
What we've seen, which is probably the case in most communities, is with mortgage rates going up, we have now this gap of income to what people can really reasonably afford, and that gap is getting bigger.
The LOAR Foundation, whose acronym stands for Livability, Opportunity, and Responsibility, provided startup funding for the partnership after learning from census data that 60% of Taos residents spend 30% or more of their monthly income on rent or a mortgage. I'm Roz Brown.
The Taos Affordable Housing Plan noted entry-level homes are in short supply for purchase by first-time owners or lower and median income professionals. The city's housing plan estimated the median price of a Taos home is about $375,000, that as of 2020. This is Public News Service. Virginia is one of several U.S. states that could see low nicotine cigarettes rolled out by the year's end.
Created by 22nd Century Group, these cigarettes contain 95% less nicotine than normal cigarettes. This comes as Virginia ranked poorly in all categories of the American Lung Association's 2023 State of Tobacco Control Report. John Miller with 22nd Century Group says these are just one more form of nicotine replacement therapy for people to consider using.
There's been gums, nicotine gums and lozenges. But with all of those things, there's still 35 million people, roughly, that smoke in the United States, and still 190 billion cigarettes sold. So there is not a silver bullet. And I applaud the FDA for seeing that. You can't only have one solution for such a diversified group.
This month, they're being made available in California, Florida, and Texas, with plans to expand to 18 other states later this year. Although some groups are worried about how the Food and Drug Administration will regulate these, research is already showing how effective they are. A 2022 study finds reducing nicotine in cigarettes to very low levels reduces cigarette addiction and toxicant exposure. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Next to California, where local elected officials are speaking out in support of two bills to usher in offshore wind in the state.
Assembly Bill 3 would require the state to complete Phase 2 of the Offshore Wind Strategic Plan and study the feasibility of manufacturing and building 70-85% of the projects in-state. Devin Murphy is mayor of the town of Pinole and an executive chair with MCE Community Choice Energy, a nonprofit that provides clean energy. He says that strategic plan is key to reaching the state's goal to deploy 25 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2045.
There's a movement to phase out natural gas. Offshore wind is one of the ways that it can do it. It's to get away from fossil fuels and at the same time expand opportunities for Californians.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Finally, from our Mike Mullen, a significant percentage of beaches that surround the Great Lakes tested positive last year for potentially unsafe levels of bacteria. Wisconsin is highlighted in the new report that compiles federal data.
In its latest Safer Swimming Summary, the group Environment America notes 63% of beaches tested in the Great Lakes region last year had at least one day of fecal contamination that exceeded the EPA's beach action value. That tool helps states determine whether a beach is safe enough to go swimming. Environment America's John Rumpler says the results underscore how much pollution is plaguing areas meant for the public to enjoy.
All too often, hundreds of America's beaches have enough pollution to put swimmers at risk. And that's just unacceptable.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.